Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nighty hour number three. Good to have you with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Man, I just saw a little notice, and then I read a story. Just the tragedies in this world just never stop. So imagine you go to MGM National Harbor, right, on a Wednesday afternoon, and you're in the food court. And just getting something to eat, right? Before you do a little gambling, before you do a little shopping, whatever else you do. And all of a sudden, gunfire breaks out. And somebody is shot and killed. That's what happened today in the food court at MGM National Harbor. Apparently, it was a targeted hit. Apparently, there was no communication or no altercation or argument or anything like that. The shooter literally walked in. Apparently said nothing and took out some guy who unfortunately was killed. Now, again, don't know if it was drugs, don't know if it was about money, don't know what the history there was, but apparently it was a targeted shooting, and they don't have the shooter just yet. He escaped in a car, but they have it on video. The victim was ordering food when the suspect, according to the AP, appeared and opened fire. They did not exchange any words before the shooting. This seems like, an isolated individual thing. But think about how deranged and how sick you have to be to carry out a murder in public like this, where obviously anyone and everyone could get hurt. And imagine just being there on a Wednesday afternoon, right? And, I guess people do that. I don't have time to do that. I got to work. And seeing that. Schools were locked down until police could, in the area, could confirm that the suspect wasn't on foot. There's no active threat to the community. Apparently a second person had a graze wound, but apparently nobody else was injured. Just crazy. And right in our own backyard. And we know murders and violence happen all the time. It's just awful. One thing I wanted to get to here before we get back to the calls, at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And that is this. The television ratings came out for the Thanksgiving Day games final. We've been waiting for these, numbers for about 5 or 6 days. Remember they used to come out like right away and by like, for Thursday or Thursday night's programming, you would have numbers by like Friday afternoon, maybe Friday night, Saturday morning at the latest. You'd have fast overnights and you'd have overnights and you'd have this and you'd have that. And everyone would go gaga. Everyone in my industry loves television ratings. I could not care less. And I always thought they were full of baloney, full of nonsense, full of crap, not real, not legitimate. I've always spoken against the Nielsen ratings and the small, ridiculous sampling size of the old measurement style. So what Nielsen did, apparently, they realized after years and years of doing data sampling that way, and after realizing that, oh, wait a second, in 2025, people watch TV differently. They watch it on their phones. They watch it at bars. They watch it together. Families get together on Thanksgiving, and 12 people might be around one television as opposed to two or three people. So they came up with basically what is called like the Big Data Plus measurement system. And it has seen a noticeable impact, a noticeable improvement in terms of numbers for sporting events. Ironically, it has hurt my understanding, and I'm not an expert in this area. It has hurt wrestling television shows. I've seen a bunch of wrestling fans bitching and moaning and wrestling reporters bitching and moaning about the new Nielsen system, the Big Data Plus system, which went into effect on September 1st. So I was going to be really curious to see how these numbers, which have been elevating almost every other sports program to the point where like World Series Game 7 between Toronto and the Dodgers. Now you're dealing with, you know, Canada, you're dealing with Los Angeles, you're dealing with the rest of the world Saturday night, which is generally the worst night for television. I think it was Halloween night or maybe it was the night after Halloween, whatever it was. But it was a Saturday night, Game 7. Right? Drew like a worldwide audience, or maybe it was a North America audience of like 39 million or something like that, which was just an astronomical number compared to what baseball numbers are usually at. And everybody was kind of wondering what the numbers would look like on Thanksgiving. And I heard Kevin, who is a big TV ratings guy and who believes hook, line, and sinker about the television ratings data and had no problem, like completely different than me, on the old Nielsen system, which I thought was a crock of crap and a farce and everything. But a lot of people have made an industry, you know, the Richard Deitches of the world and Phil Mushnicks of the world and just a lot of people have made a big, big, big living off of television ratings, which weren't even accurate. Weren't even accurate based on the absurdly small and outdated sample size and measurement data. So now we have this Big Data Plus thing, and it shot out some numbers on Thanksgiving Day that I think even the most cynical, even the most guarded, even the most conservative, even the most like, well, okay, there'll be some numbers, but it ain't going to be like that, is it? Well, the numbers came out today. Packers-Lions, which began at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Thanksgiving Day. Packers-Lions, 47.7 million. It was the most watched early Thanksgiving game of all time. 47.7 million. The Bengals-Ravens, the Thursday night game, and boy, was it a snoozer. But the return of Joe Burrow, it's Thursday night, it's a divisional game. All right, the Bengals suck, got it. Lamar Jackson, all that. 28.4 million. To see that kind of precipitous drop from 47.7 million at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day to 28.4 million in prime time on Thanksgiving night is pretty wild, right? I mean, that's a 20 million person drop. At 4:30 Eastern time, the Chiefs, who are in the Super Bowl every year against Cowboy Bob's Dallas Cowboys, America's team, riding a two-game winning streak. It is annually the highest-rated regular season game of the NFL calendar. Everyone's in a tryptophan coma. Everyone's together. Everyone's watching football. You're eating. You just ate. You're about to eat, whatever the case might be. It's 4:30, and it's always a drawing card. The Cowboys-Chiefs, I said on this show, probably 45-ish million people would be the estimated television audience. Kevin said repeatedly over 50 million people. The number AMAC, I don't know if you care about this. Do you know what the number was for the Cowboys-Chiefs in terms of the television rating and millions of people that allegedly watched the game? Do you know anything about that?
Kevin was talking about it for a minute. I don't know what he said, but okay. I know it was a lot because he was comparing it to years prior.
Yeah. Well, last week he kept saying around 50 million or maybe 50 million or more. And again, Kevin is a big TV ratings guy. I don't care about it at all. I think it's been ridiculous data for a long time. I think it's been inaccurate, all of that stuff. And again, some people like the Richard Deitches of the world have made a cottage industry on covering television ratings, which aren't even accurate. Okay. But the Cowboys Chiefs became the most watched regular season game of all time on Thursday. Again, not a surprise because the new Big Data Plus thing was going to elevate the numbers. 57.2 million people allegedly watched, according to Nielsen data and the Big Data Plus thing, the Chiefs and the Cowboys. 57.2 million. The previous high, and therefore the previous regular season high, for an NFL game was 42 million, which was the Cowboys and I forget who 2 years ago.
The Giants.
I think it was the Giants. 42 million. That means the audience has allegedly grown 15 million from the previous high. And the Packers-Lions at 1 o'clock, which used to be at 12:30, the Lions home game, used to be at 12:30, now it's at 1 o'clock, 47.7 million, smashola, the old record. And then the Bengals-Ravens at night went all the way down to 28.4 million, okay? And my point is, we are finally measuring more homes, more people, more data, smart TVs, phones, apps, all this stuff. That's cool. We're still not doing anywhere near what we could be doing, what we should be doing to get a real accurate number. It's still a guesstimation. It's not an estimation. It's a guesstimation. Okay? Based on data off of a smaller sample size. But the small sample size is now bigger because Nielsen finally woke up. And yet, nobody. I see Rappaport. I see Schefter. I see Garofalo. I see all these NFL honks. Oh, the NFL so popular. The NFL highest rating this. Nobody even goes about questioning, how do they come up with these numbers? Why are the numbers so absurdly larger now under the Big Data Plus than they were under the old system, which people used to swear by and people used to live by and people used to go just crazy about? Why? And the answer is, I don't know. Other than they're taking more sample. That's good. That's good. But it seems like there's something still out of whack, even as they're taking more sample and improving the data methodology. There's still something out of whack to make the numbers go from 42 million to 57 million. I'm sorry. The NFL is not that popular, but yet here we are. And this is the data we get. And damned if we're going to question and explore, is this real? Is this legit? How could that be? Nope, we're just going to say, hey, the NFL's really popular and 57.2 million, 15 million more people allegedly than a year ago or 2 years ago decided to watch the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Just ridiculous. Just insane. All right, I just wanted to get that out. If anybody wants to comment on that, please go right ahead. I want to talk about Lane Kiffin and some of his former players coming up next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to take some time out to wonder about how legit all of the explosive television numbers from Thanksgiving NFL football that we finally found out about today were. It just makes me wonder, is this new methodology real, legit, and appropriate? Or is the old methodology, which I fought forever against, and thought was a crock of crap while you guys swore by it, and I mean worshiped the numbers, and did radio show after radio show and television show after television show based on these stupid numbers. Is the old methodology finally, after all these years, getting exposed? Finally. I don't know. People smarter than me have got to figure that out. Or maybe I'm just smarter than everyone else. I don't know. Let's get to Mike and Bowie. He's been hanging on for a while. Mike, sorry, I forgot about you. And I apologize. So I wanted to give you your crack here before we get into Lane Kiffin and some college football. What's up, Mike? How are you?
No problem. I had on speaker. Was listening to it. All good. I was calling about the Wizards because you were talking about that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what you and Cowboy Bob were talking about, but I kind of
Cowboy Bob talks about a lot of things that I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, the gibberish that comes out of Cowboy Bob's mouth, it just sometimes it is like he's like a Martian from a different planet. You know,
I got you. Well, I had it taken the summertime about the Cowboys. You told me to call in at like 4:15 on Mondays. We would chat when you or something. I don't know if you remember me, but
I do vaguely.
I think you're a big Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was telling you what I liked is the way Jerry was building the lines, gobble, gobble. You know what I mean? Like, I was saying I liked the way he was building the lines, and I saw it, and I thought, like, and it, I don't even want to call him now and say, like, yeah, I saw it coming, but I saw it coming. And
no, I remember that vaguely. The key to their team, I mean, listen, Dak and Pickens are playing out of their mind. But the real key, the underrated key, and maybe it's not underrated, is their offensive line and how good it's been, and how their defensive line, and especially, obviously, adding Quinnen Williams, has been, certainly during this streak, no doubt. I vaguely remember you saying a lot of that.
And I expected Tyler Booker to be great, but not as great as he is. If you watch the videos on shorts, the short videos on YouTube, he's throwing around Jalen Carter. One guy was like, he's like a rag doll. Like, he is literally manhandling him and pushed him everywhere. And that's what is making Dak good and George Pickens. You got a monster young line. Like, I just want to watch it evolve. I want to be humble. I think they're playing with a lot of passion. And I kind of realized the expectation they had for Marshawn Neal, and they gave him Charles Haley's old number. They gave him 94. Like, they expected him to be great.
Yeah.
And he was like, his first year, I don't know, 5 or 6 sacks. I mean, he was on his way. So, I'm just want to be humble and just watch it. And I'm just grateful we're not getting heckled and we're competitive.
Well, you know what's interesting? I mean, I knew there was big expectations for Nealon. And I mean, obviously what happened there is a terrible tragedy. And you never want to trivialize somebody's own demons and somebody's ultimate demise to powering a football team, right? Because that's human life. That's
sure.
Real life. And
that's what I'm saying. I'll be humble.
But you know what? Sometimes, like, and you know, we probably saw it back in 2007 when Sean Taylor was murdered, right? It powered a lost football team in the Redskins under Joe Gibbs into a playoff battle, you know, that was completely unexpected while dealing with the awful tragedy, right? And I'm not trying to compare Sean Taylor and Marshawn Nealon, but sometimes these things lift emotionally a team to be bigger and better than they are. And, oh, by the way, it helps, again, when they make the trades that they made at the trade deadline, number one, and number two, when they are as good at the line of scrimmage as they've been. And listen, I'll raise my hand. I love Dak Prescott. Always have. But I had to down him a little bit this year in terms of how I viewed him, because you got to stay on the field. You got to stay healthy. And so far this year, he's stayed obviously very healthy, and he's played not at a top 10 level. He's played at a top 3 level.
Yeah. And I'm also, I appreciate that. And I'm also like, I'm okay with our backup. Like, I like him, and I see, you know, the reps he's getting. I read about him in practice. I mean, I'm not like, it's not, I'm comfortable in that position. And, you know, like, I'm no defender of Jerry Jones, but, you know, during the Micah thing, he said, I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm not going to pay the all-star. I'm going to invest, you know, and so he's investing in the trenches. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful football to watch. I've never been able to watch as much offensive line one-on-one play now that I'm really seeing why they're good, and it's all about them.
Yeah,
you know, it's all about the offensive, defensive line. But to the other reason I called in, I just wanted to say that, because the other day you were going hard on Jerry Jones, and you were comparing him to the turkey. And I did.
I was having a little bit of fun.
I was just going to say, turkeys are the hardest animal to hunt. You know what I mean? They see you for miles away. So
really, I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't know. Yeah. I was just having a little fun on Thanksgiving Eve. But did you miss when I said, hey, the Cowboys are becoming very likable because of Brian Schottenheimer?
You did, but you said that on a Thursday. Then you came back on a Friday, probably because you got your hand slapped, and people are like, you can't be doing that. So, and that's what it felt like, because you went so hard on Jerry. You know, and I grew up in the DMV. Listen, I love the Redskins, and I will never call them the Commanders. In my household and our family, it's like an NFC East. You know what I mean? Like the whole thing. So there's my number one, which is the Cowboys, but I'll never not want to see an NFC East team win the Super Bowl. Like
then you'll enjoy Hard Knocks and the rest of the way, and it's cool, always cool to hear your perspective. I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you. Have a good day. We'll let you run on that. Hard Knocks, plenty of Cowboys coverage there. I thought there was a little too much game coverage, but you know that, I mean, you're doing in season. The games are the games. The games are the star. I'd like to see a little bit more behind the scenes type stuff, but they tried to mix that in. But yeah, no, I mean, listen, we cater to a largely Commander audience. We're not stupid. We understand that Cowboy fans live in the DMV and can live, you know, and can listen and live anywhere. And we're going to talk about the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are right now one of the top stories in the NFL. You know, we'll see how long it lasts. If they can win tomorrow night, that would be huge in Detroit, and keep this streak going. And quite honestly, that's good for sports talk radio. That's good for ratings. That's good for everybody. All right, let's do the trending alert, and then we will get finally into Lane Kiffin. We won't be able to really take any more calls the rest of the way, so we'll take plenty of calls, of course, tomorrow. But let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, we'll start with two big NBA stories, weirdly enough. The Los Angeles Clippers have decided to part ways with veteran point guard Chris Paul, who was said to be playing in his final year and signed with the Clippers over the offseason. He and head coach Tyronn Lue apparently did not speak for weeks before the team finally moved on. The Philadelphia 76ers have been fined $100,000 by the league for violating the league's injury reporting rules in regards to Joel Embiid. Now, Embiid did not play last night against the Wizards in a 19-point win, but he did play on Sunday night after he was initially listed out against the Atlanta Hawks and then played in the game. He didn't play in the second overtime period after playing a season-high 30 minutes in a double OT loss to Atlanta. And again, did not play last night for the Sixers against the Wizards. Meanwhile, one other NBA note, Giannis and the Bucks were here on Monday night. Apparently, he is getting more and more frustrated as he and the team, according to ESPN and his agent, are having conversations about his future and discussing whether it's the best fit for him to stay in Milwaukee or to move elsewhere with the trade deadline coming up on February 5th. Certainly that is going to be something that is of great interest to NBA fans. Speaking of rest of the world in sports, the NFL, as we mentioned, the Commanders practicing today as they get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. We still don't know about Jaden Daniels and whether or not he will be physically cleared for contact. We do know this. Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo said his house was egged on Saturday morning. And of course, that action by fans crossed the line. The Philadelphia Eagles have lost a couple in a row, including last Friday, to the Chicago Bears. And finally, from hockey, the Capitals look to make it 6 in a row tonight, late night in San Jose against the Sharks at 10 o'clock on 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us as we round up the show. Final 20 minutes or so. The DOC coming up with BNG today. That would be Richard Doc Walker coming up with Burgundy and Gold today at 4 o'clock. The Commanders getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings. I wanted to talk a little college football here in the last 15 minutes or so of content for the show with my guy AMAC. Number one, the latest rankings came out last night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we don't know the full 12-team field, right, because some things have to be determined. But everybody right now is going crazy because Miami looks like they might get excluded because somebody's upset because Ole Miss moved up a spot despite losing Lane Kiffin, and they tried to compare it to Florida State a couple of years ago. Completely different scenario.
Yeah.
Completely different scenario. But right now, Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas Tech are the top four teams, and therefore they would get byes right now. If they stay as the top four teams, they would get byes in the first round of the college football playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of spots that are theoretically open. And again, some people are upset about, you know, Notre Dame over Miami, and some people are upset about Ole Miss, and so on and so forth. Did you have any problem at all with what you got out of the bracket last night and what you got and what we have going into conference championship weekend? Because I didn't have any major problems, but maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, I don't think it's any major problems. I think it was interesting that Ohio State jumped Notre Dame because Notre Dame had been so fond of throughout the season. So Ohio State, you know, making it in front of Notre Dame, I think is interesting. And a lot of people are contemplating or theorizing that may be because...
Wait, Ohio State?
I'm sorry. Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah, Alabama. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I... I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. Right.
Yeah. Alabama. And a lot of people are theorizing that because BYU is a interesting team right now. If they... Mm-hmm. If they win the Big 12 championship, the Big 12 will get two bids, moving that at-large bid spot to nine, rather, because they would fall outside the top 12, moving that to nine rather than than where it is at 10. So that way, Alabama's at 9 now. Notre Dame would be out. And then we would have an ACC, presumably an ACC champion, and then a group of five champion.
Right, because if Duke wins the ACC championship over Virginia.
Yeah, that's a interesting. And hopefully it doesn't get to that.
But Duke is officially in at that point, correct? But they might be.
No. It's that's the loophole because it's the top five conference champion.
Okay, right. So see, this is where I get confused with all the rules and all the sub whatevers.
So depending on where the college football playoffs the committee sees Duke, mm-hmm. they could put two group of five champions in ahead of the ACC champion.
Okay, because that's how like James Madison could still get in.
Yeah, over it'll be James Madison and Tulane over
right.
Duke.
I mean, if Virginia wins, there's going to be less controversy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're automatically going to get in, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that still have to be sorted out. But I don't necessarily get as hot and bothered about seedings. And, you know, eventually, you know, like Ohio State last year, Ohio State had to beat anyone and everyone that was thrown at them because they sucked when they had to take care of business against Michigan. They lost at home and deserved every bit of hard road that they had, but they overcame it, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand that's not what happens every year, but this notion that, you know, you have to be a top 10 seed, you have to have a bye in order to win you don't have to have anything, right? I mean, if you put it all together, like Ohio State didn't, I realize that doesn't happen every year, you can figure out a way. So I'll leave that aside. We'll get more obviously into that as we go along. But I wanted to ask you, because I've just been intrigued by this whole Lane Kiffin thing, as I think everybody else has. Mm-hmm. In his statement, he put out, hey, man, I really wanted to coach the players. The players wanted me to coach them. Boy, you know, this is so unfair. This is so this is so that. And now all of a sudden, several of his players, I read a bunch of tweets, players that we don't even know the names of. You know, I mean, we're not talking about Trinidad Chambliss or whatever.
Yeah, there was one big name. I think it was a defensive lineman,
right?
Who came out and said, "Hey, that's not how things went down." Trying to find his statement to see where exactly they refute it, but the
nuts and bolts were they are not saying. You know, maybe this is convenient PR for them. They are not saying that, yes, hell yeah, we are so bitterly disappointed that Lane Kiffin isn't our head coach for the playoff run.
Yeah. So in his statement, he said, I was hoping to complete a historic six-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success and their commitment to finish strong, and investing everything into a playoff run with guardrails in place to protect the program in any areas of concern. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, who's the AD, despite the team also asking him to keep me coaching them so they could better maintain their high level of performance. And players came out and basically denied that part, that his team was asking him to keep coaching.
Yeah. Bryson Sanders said, despite the team asking me to keep coaching, is what he quoted Lane Kiffin as saying, which you just read. Mm-hmm. He said, I think everyone that was in that room would disagree.
Yeah.
And Sunterain Perkins said, that was not the message you said in the meeting room. Everyone that was in there can vouch on this. Now, I don't know what exact meeting room or meeting or whatever, because my understanding is he wasn't allowed to attend the team meeting after he officially told LSU, Ole Miss, that he was leaving.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure exactly what meeting they're talking about. I assume that was the meeting that the players had with the AD and with the new head coach and who's the defensive coordinator or whatever. But so there's still a little, I guess, ambiguity,
I think,
if you will, about that. But I saw one of his offensive linemen do like a parody skit on TikTok. Earlier today, it bounced up on my timeline on Instagram, and it was like impersonating Lane Kiffin with the head visor, with the Ole Miss head visor, and he's like, and then he gets a fake phone call, and he's like, you want me to leave now, and then he just takes off in the middle of like a team huddle. Either way, the bottom line is this: if you were playing for Ole Miss, mm-hmm. if you were on Ole Miss's team, mm-hmm. AMAC,
yeah,
whatever role you had, if Lane Kiffin said, you know what, you guys aren't good enough anymore. I want better. I want different. I want greener pastures. I want more money. I want to go to LSU where I've got a better chance of winning a national championship. Would you want him to coach you in the playoffs?
I don't think he said that. That's why
he doesn't have to say it. That's what his actions tell us.
I'm not sure about that. I think that it depends on the relationship with the coach. I think in this situation, it did feel like either finish with this team or go take that job with LSU. And I think he, in my mind, just the way he carried it throughout the season, it seemed like he was trying to have his cake and eat it too. I think if Lane Kiffin earlier in the season sits down with the AD and says, hey, at the end of the season, I'm going to look at jobs and I'm going to take some of them seriously. There's a good opportunity. There's a good chance that I will take one of these opportunities, but I definitely want to finish off and make the college football playoff with this team and be able to coach through a national championship if that was to happen. I think the AD wouldn't have a problem, but it's the taking phone calls during the week, being courted, having his family fly out to these locations that – this felt like it became a distraction. And someone reminded me earlier this week that this also happened with Lane Kiffin while he was at Alabama. Like, Nick Saban told him, step away. And Steve Sarkisian became the offensive coordinator because he thought Lane Kiffin wasn't focusing. So,
well, not only did that happen, but again, and I think I pointed this out yesterday on the show. He left Tennessee after 1 year for the USC job. You know, and that stunned everybody that because he was sitting there saying, oh, Tennessee's perfect, Tennessee's this, Tennessee's that. Listen, the bottom line is Lane Kiffin's got a track record and then some, to say the least, for basically stabbing people in the back. From a football perspective, that doesn't mean he's an evil person. That doesn't mean he's doing anything illegal. It means he's football immoral. He doesn't have scruples. He doesn't have the ability to say, no, you know what? I appreciate your interest in me, and I understand if you got to go find somebody else, but if you want me, I've got to fulfill this commitment to this team and my team, the one that I've asked to give 110%. There is a way, even with the cuckoo for Cocoa Puff system, to get around this. And you know what? If it costs you a little bit of work or a little bit of advance, or if it makes it a little bit harder on the back end, so be it. Do things the right way. Stop being a Benedict Arnold. Stop being a traitor. Stop dancing with the devil. Stop marrying somebody else while you're still married to the other person. I mean, that's the problem. So all of his play, like if I was a player for him, and you said it kind of depends on the relationship, and I get that. He quit on me. And even though I might go there and I might transfer there because I have that right too, he quit on me and this team right now. He wanted to go somewhere else, whether the system is bad or not. He wanted to go somewhere else, and he did go somewhere else and thought that was more important than dealing with the ramifications of doing things the right way. And that's just not somebody I want to deal with. All right, that, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get to the rest of what we wanted to get to. We'll discuss a little bit more, like what's going on with Penn State now that Sitake has decided to stay at BYU and Bill O'Brien staying at Boston College. Not that he was going to Penn State, but I thought maybe he might be going back to the pros. We will see. Coming up next, Dumb Dumb of the Day to round things up on a Wednesday. All right, so this one, I struggled to shine the light, if you will, on the stupidity here, but ultimately I decided to do it. I don't take these decisions lightly because sometimes violence is in question here. But this one, thankfully, did not end violently. Picture University of Delaware just before Thanksgiving. Last week, a University of Delaware student was arrested with a car full of guns, body armor, and a manifesto declaring that he wanted to, quote, kill all in a mass shooting on the Wilmington, Delaware campus to achieve martyrdom. We know that we are dealing with a very, 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 very different world, and there are bad people and people that want to do unbelievable damage and carnage and horror and whatnot. And that appears to be what happened here, except his plan was foiled. Now, the guy, his name is Lugman Khan. He's a 25-year-old. He was arrested by cops after they found this high-powered cache. How? In his car, which was parked in a public park in the dark after class hours. So what happened was the cops just happened to be perusing the area. The park was closed, and they noticed a car parked in the dark in the park right off of campus. And they came up upon the car. Apparently, Ludman was in the car. And they said, you know, like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. The park is closed. And apparently he was all nervous and kind of sweating and whatever. And they got suspicious that something was going on and something was more. And they discovered this whole cache of weapons. He was allegedly, according to documents that have been shown online, allegedly plotting this violent attack on the school's police department, with a notebook of handwritten plans that included phrases like, again, kill all in this martyrdom plan, that he, planned out. But again, the cops randomly pulled up on him in a park, in a dark park, when the park was closed. And that's how they busted this plan, or this alleged plan, for this 25-year-old who allegedly, again, University of Delaware student, who allegedly tried to carry out a plan to blow up the campus and to hurt a lot of people. So for that, I say great police work. One, two, for that, I say, whoever you are, Mr. Ludman, well, you suck. And I hope you spend the rest of your life in jail. Imagine that. Imagine getting ready to do something like that. And then parking your car in a dark park right before Thanksgiving and getting busted that way. Now, thank goodness he was busted that way. Thank goodness. But imagine being that dumb, naive, whatever the case might be, and whatever you might think, that you would do something like that, have this plan, and not allow yourself to get caught, but put yourself in that kind of situation. I don't know. I don't know the world that we're living in. I'm happy to wake up every morning, even with all the stress, and even with all the worries, and even with all the chaos. Somehow, if you make it awake the next morning, it's better than the alternative. So anyway, that is Dum Dum of the Day, and that is the show for today. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Cowboy Bob, as well, for being a part, of the show. We will hear from Cowboy Bob tomorrow. I think I might suspend him for a week for being a Benedict Arnold and trading, places on us and going on the Kevin Sheehan show. I'm going to have to think about this. AMAC, I want you to put your thinking cap on. Anybody out there wants to reach out to us, with a suggested punishment for Cowboy Bob for being a Benedict Arnold and trading on us, go right ahead. You can, tweet me at WrestleMania621, at @Ant_Major on Twitter or X. Coming up next, the DOC with BNG today. He'll take you through and on your way home. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.